This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 194 for Friday, December 20th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Friday, seeing follow-through buying after yesterday's corrective bounce off nearby lows. Canola up 5 to over $10, March up $8.50 at $613.80 per ton. Tightening supply projections and solid export demand underpinned the futures. Weekly Canadian canola exports of about 175,000 tons were up 24% from the previous week, with crop year-to-date exports running 2 million tons ahead of what moved by the same time last year at 4.2 million tons. Gains in Chicago soybeans were also supportive, although soy oil was lower on the day. European rapeseed was mixed and Malaysian palm oil lower. The canola market will be closed next week for Christmas and Boxing Day, and positioning ahead of the holidays accounted for some of today's activity. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, while wheat ending mixed. Soybeans underpinned by speculative short covering ahead of the weekend, seeing a continuation of yesterday's bounce off four-year lows. March beans up 12 cents at $9.79 per bushel. However, large South American crop prospects do remain a bearish influence, with generally favorable growing conditions in both Brazil and Argentina. Uncertainty over U.S. biofuel policy also continued to overhang the soybean market, accounting for the losses in soy oil. Corn, following soybeans higher, up 5 cents in March at $4.46 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of 150,000 tons of corn to Colombia this morning. U.S. corn export sales are running about 31% ahead of last year's pace so far this marketing year. That's keeping bids well supported. However, broad strength in the U.S. dollar internationally may limit some of that demand going forward. Wheat ending narrowly mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 3 cents in March at $5.90 per bushel. Kansas City up a penny in March at $5.44 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat unchanged in the March contract at $5.33 per bushel. Russia cut its export quota for the February through June period to only 10.6 million tons. That compares with 29 million tons last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, December 20th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.